Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Florida celebrated Arbor Day in January, but yesterday was National Arbor Day, and it's still a great time to plant trees. Tom and I will give you our best tips on how to establish your tree successfully. We have Tom Benson at the control waiting for your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS. You can also text your questions and comments to 23680. So please join me and both Toms as we help you have better lawns and gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. You know, spending more time at home means you now have more time to work in your garden. And when you're ready to plant vegetables or pretty flowers, make sure you start with a bag of Black Cow. Oh, and check out our how-to videos at blackkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free, 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Good morning, and welcome back to Hour 2 of Better Lawns and Gardens. I think one of the best reasons to live in Florida is that we can garden and plant trees and shrubs year-round. Trees provide us with shade, important wildlife, food and habitat, and even seasonal fall colors. Right now, with summer-like temperatures and the summer rains not too far off, planting a tree correctly is easier than you think and will help it get off to a great start. Good morning again. I'm Teresa Watkins, former Florida Friendly Extension Agent and owner of She Consulting, sitting here with Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, as we practice perfect social distancing. Good morning again, Tom.
Good morning to you, too. And actually, you said sitting here with. Actually, we're pretty far away.
We are, but we're both sitting. So we're both sitting.
And Joni is over across the desk from me here.
Yeah.
So,
hi.
So it's kind,
hi, Joni.
Kind of a strange situation. You know, I'm not used to it yet. I'm getting there. It's kind of fun.
It is.
It has its challenges also.
It does. I'm trying to listen better and to be right there with you. You know, driving around Central Florida from client to client, I get to see a lot of landscapes with trees in them, Tom, that I know are not destined to live long, even from the very beginning. What are some of the issues you see when you're out consulting?
You know, I just see things wilting. And after planting, and everybody tells me, you know, I watered them, I did a good job. But one of the things I find, and this is with commercial people also, is make sure the root balls are moist at the time of planting. It seems so simple, but they come in, they drop the trees off, then the crew comes in and plants them, and sometimes they have time for the root balls to dry out, and they never get wet again. Do you find
right.
that?
I do. And, you know, even the sandy soils, you know, especially during the summertime, can wick the water out of the root ball. So they should be really saturated well, you know, even a couple of days before planting. If you, you know, bring them home and waiting till the weekend to get them planted, you know, water them well before you do. And then make sure there's some water in that hole before you fill it all up. That
yeah.
really helps.
Now, you brought something out in our number one there with one of the questions that we had, is that you really don't need to amend the soil.
I did. And it's not, you don't have to amend the soil. You know, we want to amend garden beds because we want to add organic amendment to hold on to moisture, provide a little bit more nutrients. But it's really, you want to amend the entire garden bed. To amend a single hole, when the tree gets planted, it goes through a little mini shock. And so it doesn't really know what it's doing, and it puts out new roots because it wants to survive. But then after a 6 months or a year or so, you know, especially with a change in temperatures or when you add fertilizer the next time the season comes around, it's going to go through another growth spurt, and it's going to hit that sugar sand, and it's not going to like it. And it may turn back, the roots may turn back into the hole and start to girdle itself. So amending a single hole usually isn't recommended. But an entire garden bed, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, something else on your list here is planting too deep, and I see that too. People kind of need to remember that plants can settle down in our Florida soil. So what do you recommend?
Well, what I recommend is you want to, you know, leave the plant when you plant it about an inch, maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches out of the ground as you're planting. You don't want to plant it level with the ground because it's going to settle. And especially with the sand and with the watering, it's just going to go down a couple of inches. So if you leave it out of the ground 1, possibly 2 inches, it will then settle properly like it's supposed to do, but it will be level with the ground then. If you cover that crown of the root ball, your that plant is going to struggle.
Yeah, and maybe die. And
yes.
That's a problem. Or what I find also, if they don't die, they're just slow growing and may never catch up to other ones in the landscape. It's just amazing. Now, what about mulching? I know I see from time to time what we call volcano mulching.
People are so proud of their mulch. They make mountains that go right up. So this is what you need to do. Now, everybody driving around, when you see a tree growing straight into the ground with no flare, it's planted too deep. You want to be able to see the flare at the bottom of a tree. And if you walk around through the parks and through the forest, you'll actually see the first few inches of roots right there on the surface. And so that is normal, and it's good because the plant needs to breathe. You know, so, you know, don't plant them too deep. Don't cover that crown.
Yeah. You know, everybody's gotten a habit of putting out the mulch. And really over the root ball, especially a new one, you really don't need the mulch.
No, you just keep it away because, you know, that mulch is going to absorb the moisture going in, and it may evaporate before it even gets to the root system. So kind of, you know, making that circle around the tree, that tree ring, and letting the water go in right there at the root system is, you know, what's recommended. Best management practices.
Yeah. Here's one of my big gripes, Teresa. One of my big gripes is the mulch that's blown into the landscape. And they blow that in, and it's up around the crowns of everything, shrubs, trees. They're suffocating.
They are. They're just using too much, and that just defeats the whole purpose of having the mulch. So you only want to use, 3 inches, 3.5 inches of mulch at a time, and don't keep putting it on year after year. Yeah. I see this where, you start to make little mountains on garden beds, and it's because they just keep putting new mulch on top of mulch. And if you, if you've got mulch there, there's no reason to take it off. It's only when it decomposes and is gone that you want to replenish it.
Yeah, one of the questions I get, and I know you do too, if I'm going to be dealing with plants, putting down a fresh mulch, do I take the old mulch away?
I sometimes have, put it back in the compost pile, or there's other areas that may need mulch and you can move it around. It's just that after, 6 months or a couple of seasons, it does get the weed seeds in it. So you don't want to spread those around. So I kind of would just check it out, see how deep it is. You just want to only have 3 to 4 inches, not 6 to 8 inches. And sometimes I even see 10 to 12.
Don't take the old mulch off when you're mulching. Just put a little over top of it.
Just a little. Just, refreshing it. Freshen it, yeah. If you need to.
Yeah. Now, one of the things is watering, and some people just after a while just stop watering, and that may not be the end of the water that they need.
Well, this is important for trees, especially if you're planting some for Arbor Day, is that, trees sometimes have to be consistently watered for 2, 3, 4, 5 years to make sure that they're established correctly and that they don't need to be watered. So, smaller trees don't need as much water. The bigger trees, you're going to want to consistently water them for a couple of years at least.
Yeah. Now, I've got a couple of text messages right up your line here and on the same subject kind of. And it says, recommendations for Florida native mid-sized front yard bird-friendly tree. And I figure that would be a good one for you.
There you go. Well, we talked about this morning, the fringe tree. And the fringe tree has white flowers on it, but the females have berries on them. So you want to plant some trees that, do provide food sources. And so I like the white fringe tree. I also the native lime tree too as well. And so any kind of, trees, small story trees that have flowers for the pollinators, and then also edible fruit on them, nuts. We do have the opportunity to grow some nut trees here. Chestnuts will do well here in Central Florida and up in North Florida. So you want to provide small trees with fruit on them.
Yeah, let me give you my three. I just wrote down three of them real quick. If you're in North Florida, the dogwood.
Oh, yes.
Can still be grown. You get some fruit on it. And throughout much of Florida, the native plums. And yes. I kind of like those.
Chickasaw plum, yes.
Flatwood plums. And I've grown these here. The only thing I find about them is they tend to be shorter-lived trees. Still, they're bird-friendly. And the last one I have on my list here is really a large shrub, and that's a Simpson stopper.
The Simpson stopper is a great one, and that does have little red to yellow berries on them, and that's a great tree, and it likes to be pruned, so it's a good tree shrub for hedges. That it will give you a native hedge that the wildlife will love.
Yeah, and the flowers are fragrant. I like that too.
There you go.
Okay, here's another text question for you.
Okay.
Says, I have 5 mature crotons planted 1 foot apart, which is too close. Can I safely dig up and replant them elsewhere in the yard? 5 mature crotons. Wonder how tall that is.
Crotons have so many different varieties, but you can go and transplant those. Those are really very easy plants to grow. I mean, you can even cut the tops of them off and stick them in the ground, and they will root very easy. So, you can transplant those anytime. Just make sure they're watered, a couple of days ahead of time, and that you, water them again after transplanting.
Yeah, I think the number one thing you said there is make sure they're watered ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the soil isn't dry. Make sure the plants are not dry.
Yeah, that's going to be critical because, again, they go through that little shock. And you don't want to overwater and cause a root issue. But watering will temper it out and get it through that shock period.
Yeah. Planting the plants too close is kind of common. And it goes down to one little thing on the checkoff list here, wrong plant, wrong place. And maybe we should say wrong plant too close or right plant too close or something.
find out how big this plant's going to grow. I mean, you get so excited when you see these beautiful plants in the nurseries and you buy that beautiful 3-gallon pot and you plant 5 or 10 of them at the front door in front of the house and you don't realize they get to be 18 feet tall. And so planting them, find out how big they're eventually going to get. You want to do about half of that measurement so that they're not planted too close together.
Yeah, and the same thing, too close to a house.
Yes, and that happens a lot with the crepe myrtles. They just plant them right near the front door or right in front of the corner of the house, and it gets too big.
Yeah, that's one of Joni's big beefs, planting the crepe myrtle in the wrong place, and then you have to go through and cut them back.
Yeah, and that's just so sad to see. It's very sad. You know, we have Jay in Orlando on the phone. Tom, he wants to know if we can grow gardenias in full sun.
Yeah, well, why don't we get to him as soon as we come back from a break? What do you say?
There we go. That sounds good. We'll do that.
Are Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids and spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573. 800-461-0573.
Check out our gardening how-to videos on the web at hisandhersgardening.com. That's hisandhersgardening.com. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
And we're back with Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa Watkins here. And we have some phone calls, Tom, that we should get to. Jay in Orlando, he wants to know if we can grow gardenias in full sun. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have gardenias?
Well, I'd like to put some in. And I've noticed some growing in full sun. And it says full sun or partial shade, and I don't know which way to go with it.
Tom, what do you think?
Well, the full sun is the way to go. That's where they're going to do best. And I've planted them in partial shade, and they do okay. But the more shadier it gets, for instance, I'll give you an example. I planted some that were getting pretty good sun, and then the trees started to come in on them and give them more shade, and they struggled more. But in full sun, I find that's the best location for them. And, of course, it depends on you giving them good care. And some of the things we've been talking about, like making sure they have adequate water, making sure it's moist at the time of planting.
Acidic soil.
I will throw one more thing into that. I think they ought to be grafted gardenias. What do you think, Teresa?
I think that's definitely the way to go. It's just going to be a little bit more expensive, but you're going to get a healthier plant, and it's going to bloom more often.
Yeah, and it's resistant to nematodes, too. The root.
Yeah, that's important here.
Nematode resistant. I hope it helps you out a little bit.
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
We have Roy in Winter Garden. Good morning, Roy. You're on the air with Teresa and Tom.
Morning, Roy.
Morning, Teresa, Tom.
Yes, how can we help you?
My wife wants me to plant a lemon tree and a lime tree. Which one do you guys recommend?
Ooh.
Well, I like the Persian lime, which is the one you normally can get. You can get the key lime also, which is good. As far as the lemons, it's really not a true lemon, but it has a lemon taste. The Meyer lemon, it grows more as a bushy shrub. We have other ones, Eureka, which is a traditional lemon, and some there also. But those are the two. The only thing you have to remember, they are cold sensitive. They are sensitive to greening. So a whole bunch of things to think about. Teresa, what do you think?
I think the Meyer's lemon is my favorite. And the Ponderosa, if you want to make some really good lemonade. Yes. There you go. All right, Roy?
Meyer and the Eureka.
Eureka is
the other one?
Typical lemon. And Persian lime is the typical
lemon
that's out there.
Persian lime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had a question about my tomato plants. They're not trees, but I'm starting to get now a lot of yellow leaves and brown spots on them.
Okay. Is this starting at the bottom?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty typical. As the leaves get older, they become more susceptible to organisms. It can be bacterial, can be fungal, often fungal. And some of it you have to tolerate. Make sure you're fertilizing the plants at least once a month if they're in the ground, probably every couple of weeks if it's in a container and you aren't using a slow-release fertilizer. And then you can use a copper fungicide to keep the leaf spotting down. But some of that's going to be natural, and you're just going to get it, and you can just pull those leaves off. But if it's excessive, I'd go with the copper fungicide, make sure you're getting adequate fertilizer also.
Yeah, no watering at night. I mean, we can't
yeah.
help the rain, but no watering at night. You want to water early in the morning.
Yeah, great. The drier you can keep the leaves, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for your
Thank
help,
you, Roy.
You guys.
And Tom, we have Jim on the phone. He has a question about tabebuias.
Okay.
Good morning, Jim.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. I have a tabebuia tree that was planted by someone that's been in the ground 6 or 9 months, maybe. It's about 10, 12 feet tall. It did flower about a month ago, you know, a nice pretty clump of yellow flowers. My What's going on, though, is on about the bottom half of the tree, the leaves, about a third of the way from the ends, they're brown, kind of gray. They look like they're drying. The tree looks, the leaves look like they're trying to die out. So I don't know if maybe it's time to fertilize. I haven't fertilized it yet, and that's my other question is what to use. But I just wonder if something else is going on there that's causing those leaves to brown up like that.
Yep. What do you think, Teresa?
Well, are the leaves wilting or are they staying straight out?
No, they're staying straight out. The leaves look fine other than they're just kind of turning brown from the end.
Did you fertilize it when you planted it or have you fertilized it lately?
I have not fertilized it ever.
Ever. Okay. Tom, I just think it may just need a little bit more water.
Yeah, well, yeah. What other thing I was thinking too is that if this is a fairly new tree, and I think you said it was, that these
right.
are leaves that will probably just drop naturally because the Tababuya has a habit of dropping the leaves before it flowers. But if it's a new tree, sometimes it'll hold those longer, and so right now it may be getting ready to change out its leaves. And that's the way it will occur. Paying attention to water. You can also go through with a fertilizer, get somebody's slow-release fertilizer, and use that following the label recommendations. Or you could even put down just somebody's lawn fertilizer without the weed killer.
So Tom, do you think it may, because it was planted, it's just going, it may even bloom a little bit?
Well, he could bloom a little bit more. He said it had yellow flowers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, when was this planted? How long ago?
About 6 to 9 months ago.
Okay, so it's still a new tree. And I think the tree is just adjusting is what it's doing. And what you do is make sure it's moist. Go ahead and put your fertilizer down. You haven't fertilized it, certainly not going to hurt anything. If you fertilize the lawn around it, you might not even have to fertilize the tree separately. But I think I would still go through with somebody's slow-release fertilizer. There's one called Dynamite. There's Osmocote. There's Shake and Feed, which is Miracle-Gro's product. And just follow the label for general fertilizer application.
Yeah, but it's not a disease or insect issue. Thank you.
Doesn't sound like a disease or an insect, no.
Right. There you go. Thank you so much, Jim. Gary in Geneva has a question. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Tom and Teresa. You were talking about irises earlier, and I missed the name of the iris that you gave.
Okay.
And I wanted to also talk about the native blue flag iris.
Oh, wonderful. So the iris's name is the giant apostle's iris. Apostle's iris, which is different than some of the other iris varieties that we have, like the African and things like that.
That's apostle, like in the biblical apostles.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It's the scientific name is Neomerica caerulea, and that's caerulea, I think.
Okay. And about the blue flag iris. I have loved that. It was my mother's favorite. I'm 76. It was my mother's favorite. She would be 100 and something. And it was her aunt's favorite who painted a picture for us of the blue flag iris. So it runs in the family. Anyway, I've grown them in just a plain old wash tub and had pretty good luck with them. A friend of mine lives in downtown Orlando, and she is the past president of our Wildflower Club, which is a branch of the native plant, not native plant, it's a branch of the Florida Garden Club. And anyway, she has them. She's planted them along her lake, and it's right down near the hospitals down in downtown. And she just has them blooming by the dozens down there, and they are absolutely gorgeous. I'm wondering why I never hear much about those native blue flags, and I don't see them in the nurseries either.
Yep. I'll tell you why I think. It's mainly because of the conditions that they need, and most yards don't have those conditions. The Neomerica that Teresa gave you will grow under almost any kind of condition, as long as it has a little bit of moisture. But the blue flag needs a moist condition. and you find them in, you know, wet areas, like you said, down by the lake. I have some in my little fish pond at the edge yeah. of it. You'll find them in ditches. And so it's really, they take more moisture. And most people who would plant them would probably end up doing them in, to be honest with you. They wouldn't keep moist enough. And if you're ready to do that, keep moist enough, then I think you're ready for them. And I also like the Louisiana iris, which is a relative of the blue flag iris. So, Teresa, what do you think? Am I on the right track?
Yeah, you are, Tom. It is definitely a wetland plant, a goldfish pond plant. You can plant it in any kind of pond, so it needs moisture. And you can go to your native pond nurseries and find them, but you're not going to find them where they have to be kept wet all the time.
Yeah. One thing I've found, I've heard the term rain garden, where people have a low spot in their yard and it's always the grass is dying, and they just turn that into a rain garden with plants that love the wet. And also, if you live in an area that has a swale between the houses, so for drainage down to the street, that is a good place for them. So I thought I might mention that, because I think there are a lot of applications that where they would be just great if people knew about them.
Yeah,
oh, I agree.
Remember, during the dry time, that you've got to keep it moist. And so
yeah,
it's a rain
yeah,
garden, means it stays moist. But if you get into some of these dry times and everything dries up, so do the plants.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Can I tell a little bit about our wildflower garden club?
Sure.
Well, you've just got to just, yeah, very quick.
Yes. If you're interested, we meet once a month, and we have a field trip, and we meet September through May. And we meet in different places for field trips. Most of the field trips do not have a lot of walking or whatever. We'll, like, go out to Tosahatchee National Wildlife Refuge or something like that, and we learn a great deal. And Dr. Walter Taylor, who is a professor emeritus from UCF and has written the best Florida wildflower books, he's a member of our club. And
wonderful. Gary, how can they get how can they find out more?
Let me give you my phone number. Is that okay?
Oh, well, okay, let's 407, give a website.
407-349-5186.
There you go. Thank you so much, Gary. And so Tom, we have anything on the text line?
We've got several things, but I think what we might want to do is put them off until we come back from a break. How's that sound?
We're going to go to that break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about large shrubs and your questions on the text lines. Give us a call at 1-888. Let's see. There we go, Tom. You know you have it memorized, don't you? 1-888-45-LAWNS, and we'll be right back with Better Lawns and Gardens. Stay tuned.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips.
fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-404-1432. 800-404-1432. That's 800-404-1432.
Tom McCoven is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 888-45-LAWNS. Better Lawns and Gardens will be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa Watkins here, and I'm with Tom McCoven, a professor emeritus of University of Florida. And Tom, we were talking about trees and for Arbor Day, but some people only have like zero lot lines and or pools that they want to have little small trees in. Do you have any kind of trees that you recommend for small patio trees?
Well, I'll tell you what I have in my patio area. I'm big on crotons. Many people may know that. But I like the different colored ones that you can have. I also have some Scheffelera, dwarf Scheffelera, which is kind of nice. And it's a traditional Scheffelera, but it's one that a nurseryman got. And it's it stays fairly small, about as tall as it gets, is 6 feet, and very dense. I'm picking the plants that don't make a mess. I want the ones that hold the leaves the longest. Yes, Joni's out there picking the leaves up sometime from the crotons, but at least they're not dropping flowers, they're not dropping pollen and things of that nature to mess up the deck or get into the pool.
We also have
a fair amount of caladiums in containers, and I'll bring up amaryllis when they're flowering and some of my bromeliads in the more shady areas. How about you?
For patio trees, definitely don't want anything that drops on a patio area. But if it's off to the side, I love tibicinas and the princess flower tree. And it is a shrub too, but it grows to be about 8 to 10 feet tall. And it's got just a deep, deep purple flower that's very striking.
Yep. And on your list also, you have the chase tree. And I have one of those in my backyard.
I love them. They kind of look like lilacs, but yeah. They don't have that deep fragrance of a lilac. But I love the upright vase shape of it, and it's a nice corner tree for the yard. So it's a shrub again,
most
too, but you can make them trees.
Yeah, most people don't know about it. It's called the chase tree. Vitex is the scientific name, and it just they grow up north also. We grew them in Maryland when I lived up there, and they can grow all down the coast. But right here, it's one we don't know about as much. It's just a nice tree to have.
It is. It's lovely. Now, ligustrum trees, I think everybody, you know, every other house has a ligustrum tree in it. But I was talking to some people last week, and they didn't know that it has a beautiful flower on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we cut them so much that, you know, if you're cutting it every month, you're going to cut those blooms off.
Yeah.
But if you can leave it a little natural, you're going to get those beautiful flowers that attract pollinators and also smells really good. So
I hate the constant pruning of the ligustrum. Let them grow to their natural form. And I've got some communities now that are not pruning the ligustrum except to keep them in bounds if necessary.
Right. I think that's the way to do it. And, you know, because the more you cut plants or the more you cut a tree and shape it, the tendency is to get disease issues and stressing it out. So if you can let them go natural, that's what I recommend too as well. So,
now, Teresa, I've got a text message here. It goes along with that.
Okay.
And it says, what product can be put on trees to cover wounds from removing branches so it doesn't get infected?
Wow.
What's the latest on tree paints?
Nothing. You don't paint anything. It's not recommended, and it actually can even hurt the tree, because if it's getting any kind of bacteria in there, when you cut it, it will seal that bacteria in and it could start to cause problems. So we used to paint that, you know, white paint on the limbs and areas that we cut off, but it's not recommended anymore, Tom.
That's right. Yeah, you know, like you said, it could actually cause more harm, we find.
Right.
Here's another text message you might want to do now. It says, we have several mature podocarpus that have declined and died. Is there any preventive maintenance we can do? Let me see if I can help with that one. If they're mature podocarpus, podocarpus is a tough, durable plant. I like it
yeah.
so much, but it's very susceptible to mushroom root rot. And my guess is that's what you have. And about the only thing people do is they'll pull them out, take the soil out of that area, and put a new one back in. There is no preventative maintenance to take care of mushroom root rot. They just happen to be very susceptible.
Yeah, so again, that overwatering, you know, it's good and bad. You know, we want people to water, you know, enough, but too much can cause the issues.
Well, it stresses the plants, for one thing, and it will make them more susceptible to mushroom root rot if it doesn't rot on their own. But podocarpus just happens to be more susceptible to the organism, and my guess is that's what's happening. Yeah.
Sure, sure, I agree. Now, Tom, do you ever read palms?
You know, I try not to, but you know, actually I do. The tree form of palms, I can tell just about what they're thinking. How about you?
Well, I look at them, and you know, you can see issues going on. So what's in the future for palm trees in Florida? Because there's things going around.
Not very good. You know, it's gotten hard for me to recommend a palm anymore. And the palms that we can grow tend to have some cold sensitivity to them. Like the foxtail palm. You know, I really like that one, but as you go up the state, you get into central Florida, then you've got the problem there. And the native palm has a disease that it's susceptible to. The queen palms have fusarium. The Washingtonians have problems. The ribbon palm seems to be doing okay, which is a mm-hmm. tall palm. Mm-hmm. Chinese fan palm seems to be doing okay. So those are a few. But you really got to select carefully and find out what the palm's up against before you plant it. What do you think?
I think so. And I also think that people need to sterilize their tools so they can stop the spreading of diseases. And sometimes when landscapers go from community to community, they're not cleaning their tools and they're spreading it. So that's a biggie. Best management practice is to sterilize tools.
Yep. We'll get back to more. How about a break?
We're going to go take a break here. We got Diane. She's going to comment on a small tree when we come back. And so we've got other questions coming up. So we'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
In these uncertain times, we're reminded how important it is to have access to the things we often take for granted, like our favorite foods, drinks, and yeah, even toilet paper. Trucking companies are putting in long hours every day, making deliveries that keep those shelves stocked. So take a moment from the craziness to thank a trucker for keeping those trucks on the road. A message from the Florida Trucking Association. Your tomorrow is on a truck today.
Floridians love boating with family and friends, exploring our state's amazing waterways. But even experienced boaters can lose sight of the risks of passengers standing or sitting in improper locations. Bow riding by passengers of any age is extremely dangerous. Be sure that passengers only sit or stand in designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. On Better Lawns and Gardens, Tom will be right back.
Are you retired? Got time in your hands to get away? Call YMT Vacations now for great values on land and cruise trips to Alaska, Europe, Hawaii, and more. Plus, save now with our $250 per person discount and low price guarantee. Call for free info.
800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. That's 800-213-9256.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And we're back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom, we have Diane. She's got a recommendation about a small patio tree. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Yes, my thought, well, the prettiest little yard I saw had an overgrown boxwood that was pruned up into the shape of a tree, and it looked like a live oak. It was the most gorgeous thing. So I know you'd have to find one somewhere and transplant it probably into a yard. But I say don't ever throw away that ugly old boxwood that's way overgrown.
I agree. Sometimes you can trim them up and thin them out a little bit, and you've got something new.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
There you go. Thank you so much, Diane. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Tom,
I've got
Terry.
Another person.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got another person here with a text message. Says they love my yellow oleander, 7 feet by 7 feet, just pretty, but yellow, delicate flowers do drop. So, you know, if you like something like that and you put it up near the patio and everything, you just have to get the broom out and kind of sweep it out a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yellow oleander, that sounds interesting. I don't see yellow as much.
No, you don't. Now, I'm not sure what they're talking about. You know, there is a yellow oleander that's called the lucky nut also, and it's poisonous if you eat it. And the story is, if you eat one and you survive, you're lucky. And that's why they call it lucky nut. So that may be what it is. Let me do this one on St. Augustine here to get this in for one of our listeners. It says, the blades on my St. Augustine have little brown spots on them. Parts of the yards are worse than the other areas. My guess is it's been warm. If they've been watering a fair amount, it's gray leaf spot. Get a hold of a fungicide. Several of them out there. BioAdvance has a lawn fungicide that would help. And Ortho has their product called Disease X, which would help. But if you just make sure you're not overwatering, And especially if it's a new lawn, you got to put a fungicide down anyway. As I go through, I think that's all the text messages, and we've kind of caught up with them here, which is kind of nice.
Wow, great. Thank you, Tom. We have Terry in Port St. Lucie. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. My question is, I have some snow in the mountain bushes, and something is attacking the little pink leaves on the top. I don't see any worms, but I do. They kind of fold in, and maybe it's like, what's that white stuff? Like, I want to say sooty mold or something like that. Is that normal?
I think you got caterpillars. Actually, the snow on the mountain has its own little caterpillar. It comes in. You just don't see them. Many of the caterpillars are sneaky, and some of them actually drop out.
I've seen them in the past, not where I'm at right now, but yeah, it defoliated like almost one of my whole bushes a couple of years back. But I know those tiny little things. In fact, the hornets will come and take them. I think it's a natural predator for them. But
yep, it is.
I've not seen one. I know what you're talking about. These are just, it's kind of like, I don't even see where it's chewed. It's just some white stuff here and there.
Well, could be powdery mildew. That's possible. Yeah, what do you think, Teresa?
I don't know. I mean, if you would recognize chewing, and if it was little holes, definitely caterpillars. But if it's just white stuff on it,
yeah,
I agree.
If it's white stuff, then it's probably powdery mildew.
Yeah, but where does that come from? Doesn't that come from a worm or something? No,
it's a fungus actually.
Okay,
surface of the leaf and it's white, it's probably powdery mildew. You know, what you can do is send me a picture of it. Get up on our website, betterlawns.com. We haven't mentioned the website today, but get up on betterlawns.com. Write me a note. Tell me you want to send me a picture, and I'll get back to you, and then we'll take a look at it.
Okay, great, because they're all just, like, drying out, just the pink stuff. So I will do that.
We can't have that. Send me a picture of it so I can find out what the white stuff is.
There you go. Okay. That's great. So, Tom, we only have another minute or so. We want to thank Ed Thralls, Orange County Extension Agent, for all his great fruit information and vegetables that he's planting. And Joni for your backyard rabbit tails. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
She loves them.
Thank you to all the listeners for the calls and texts. Tom, we're going to do it again next week?
Yes, certainly. I'm hoping sometime we'll be back in studio so that we can give hand signals and whatever to each other. But otherwise, you know, we're making it through, and that's what's important. And we want to help people as much as possible so everybody can feel free to just call in or text us. And then get up on our website and send us emails also. And the website is betterlawns.com.
Thank you, everyone. Take care, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531.
800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.